I didn't hear all of you sing this song. So maybe we're not willing to be faithful.
我想多念一点的圣经。
Let's read more scriptures.
你读提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
我们要把这一卷书全都读了。
Let's read the whole book.
但是我们那个跳着读一下哈，就要不然的话我们时间不是太多。
Maybe we just select some verses.
我们读提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter one。
我们还是弟兄姊妹轮流来念哈，我们从第七节念到第十四节。
Brothers and sisters, read alternately and from verse 7 to 14。
好，我们弟兄先来。
Brother first。
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心，总要按照神的能力。与我为福音同受苦难，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来了，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。我为这福音奉派做传道、做使徒、做师父，为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他所能保守告诉他的。直到那日，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。好，我们读第二章。
Chapter two.
第二章我们先读第四节、第五节、第六节。
Verse 4 to 6.
我们弟兄来。
Brother first.
凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。劳力的农夫，理当先得粮食。我所说的话，你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。好，我们下面读十八节。
Verse 18.
好，我们弟兄来。
Brother.
他们说复活的事已过，就败坏了好些人的信心。然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有着印记说主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不易。在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论总要弃绝，因为知道这种事是喜增进的。然而主的仆人不可增进，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。好，我们下面读第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们从第一节开始念，我们弟兄先来。
We start from verse one, brother first.
你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，放赌，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言， 不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌恶，不爱生，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女的，正是这等人。这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。从前亚尼和羊皮怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道。他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的，然而他们不能再这样抵挡，因为他们的愚昧必在众人面前显露出来，像那二人一样。好，我们下面念第十二节。
Verse 12。
不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。好，我们念第十六节。
Verse 16。
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。然后我们念第四章。
Chapter 4。
我们从第二节开始念。
You start from verse 2。
勿要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训责备人，警戒人，劝勉人，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，中间好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。我现在被交定，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当好的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。好，我们下面念，最后念17节18节。
Lastly verse 17 and 18。
我有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见，我也从狮子口里被救出来。主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
That's all scripture we read today.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
你用你的圣召召导我们。
You call us by your holy calling.
你拯救了我们。
You saved us.
实在不是按照我们的行为。
It's not according to what we have done.
也不照着我们所事的。
It's not according to who we are.
乃是照着你的旨意和恩典。
But according to your will and grace.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们愿意答应你的呼召。
We're willing to answer to your call.
早晨我们愿意来到你自己的面前。
This morning we are willing to come before you.
愿你自己的圣灵把你的话向我们打开。
May the Holy Spirit reveal your words to us.
当我们一同在这里谦卑的等候的时候。
While we are waiting for you humbly.
求主安静我们每一个人的心。
May you quiet our hearts.
让我们把一切的重担都能够卸在主的脚前。
Let us lay aside all the burden at your feet.
让我们心中有空处来听主的话语。
Let us to have room to listen to your words.
我们一同仰望你的怜悯。
We look upon your mercy.
让我们自己的同在显明在你的教会的当中。
May your presence be with your church.
向我们的心里说话。
Speak to our hearts.
越过我们人所有的软弱。
Surpass all our weaknesses.
你来怜悯我们。
Have mercy upon us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
我们 知道这一次在夏令会当中
during the summer conference
有两位讲员给我们交通到非常重要的信息
two speakers shared important message to us
孙弟兄哈在他的交通里面他特别给我们讲到这个中心这件事
in broader sense sharing he typically talk about to be faithful
他告诉我们中心呢是完整的
he told us the faithfulness is supposed to be a completion one
他告诉我们中心呢是具体的
And to be faithful is in detail.
他告诉我们说，忠心是有原则的。
To be faithful and has its principle.
那么，我想我在这里不可能把这些的道啊，这个再把它叙述出来。
It's impossible for me to repeat all the messages.
我是劝我们当中的弟兄姊妹，无论你是去过还是没有去过。
I encourage all of you if you've been there or you wasn't been there.
我盼望主给我们一点恩典，让我们。能够再把这些道再听一下。
I hope Lord have mercy, let us to listen to those messages again.
那么你在听的时候，盼望我这里给你一点点的这个打纲。
While you're listening, I'm here to give you a little outlet.
孙弟兄讲得非常的清楚。
And the brother Sam's message was very clear.
头一次讲到中心是完整的。
First of all, he was talking about the faithfulness is the completion.
第二次告诉我们中心是非常具体的。
Secondly, he talked about the faithfulness is in detail.
那么第三次告诉我们中心乃是有原则的。
Thirdly, he told us the faithfulness come with principle.
我们知道。向着主忠心是非常好的
We know to be faithful to Lord is good
但是是有原则的
But it comes with principles
你知道如果没有原则的话
Without principle
那个忠心啊是会非常的愚昧
Our faithfulness can be foolish
你知道我们在这个我们祖先的这个传统的里面
According to the tradition of our forefathers, we know we need to honor our parents.
那么，特别结婚以后，我们觉得我们更是需要孝敬我们的父母。
After our marriage, we think we need to honor our parents more.
但是，我们孝敬我们的父母是有原则的。
But to honor our parents come with principles.
如果没有原则的话，就成为非常愚昧的一种的孝心。
Without the principle, our honor will become Many families were destroyed by those foolish doctrines.
照样我们向着主忠心是主所盼望我们有的。
So that the faithfulness towards the Lord has come with principles. To be faithful comes with principles.
所以我们盼望我们弟兄姊妹。把这三次的信息能够好好的听一下。
I hope all brothers and sisters will listen to those three messages again.
那么 ，Dana Condon 弟兄他讲到见证的恢复。
Brother Dana Condon talking about how to review the testimony of
review 这个 recover.
How to recover the testimony of the Lord.
是这个见证恢复是怎样的恢复呢
？And how do we testify and how do we recover?
首先呢，主就要得着关心他见证的人。
First of all, Lord will gain the people who really concern about his testimony.
你知道，在这个扫罗的年间，儿女没有人关心主的见证。
During King Saul, there's no one of God's people concerned about God's testimony.
虽然他们有许多属灵的工作
，No, even though they have some spiritual work done.
他们有他们自己的聚会
，They have their own gathering.
他们有他们自己的持守的信条
，They have their principles to be hold fast.
也许他们有他们自己的团体
，Maybe they have their own groups.
但是却没有一个人关心到主的见证。
But no one really cares about the testimony of the Lord.
如果主要恢复他自己在地上的见证
，If Lord will recover his testimony，
他最首先的是要得着一般关心主见证的人。
First thing first, he will gain a group of people who cares about his testimony.
在这次大会里面。我们的弟兄就一直在问我们一个问题。
In the summer conference, our brother keeping asking us this question.
今天在什么教会里，到底有谁从心里面关心到主的见证
？At his church, who cares about testimony of the Lord?
我们在那个时候，大卫
At that time, David is the one who cares about the testimony of the Lord. He is the one after the hearts of the Lord. The recovery of his testimony, first of all, he needs to gain those people who cares about
him.
If he gained the group of people who cares about his testimony, and then the testimony will be recovered.
他告诉我们说,这些关心主见证的人,
it told us those people who cares about the testimony of the Lord, and they failed. And they wanted to recover the testimony of the Lord.
但没想到却把死亡带进这个神的百姓当中。
Unfortunately, they brought death to the people of the God.
所以他在第一行的里面，他不仅告诉我们。
In brother's first message, he talked not only Lord will receive the people who cares about his testimony. He told us the principle of how Lord recovers his testimony. If we don't know those precious principles, even though we care about testimony of the Lord, but many times we are not recovered the testimony of the Lord. But also to the point we bring death to the church of the Lord. He told us those principles of recovery of the testimony. If you listen to his message, his first message, he will find out this. The word of God. The life of the Lord. The cross of the Lord. So at the first message, he covered all he wanted to say. In the following message, what did he say?
他告诉我们说,
and then he talking about the practice of those the application of this principle.
他告诉我们这些见证恢复原则是怎样
and he tells about those applications of first of all he talk about how this application to the Lord. He talking about the principle of the cross. And if you listen carefully, he told us there is a great lie in the world. He was talking about around the focus on this topic. What is the great lie in this world? I don't know if you still remember this.
或者你没有去，你想一想，这世界上最大的谎言是什么？
Oh, you didn't go, but think about it. What is the great lie in this world?
这世界最大的谎言就是人可以想做什么就做什么。
The greatest lie in this world is man can do whatever they want.
以为人可以掌控一切。
They thought man can control their own life.
其实自己可以。 人定胜天,
men think they can overcome the heavens.
这是最大的谎言,
that's the greatest lie.
我们的主他就活在十字架的原则的底下,
our Lord lived under the principle of the cross.
若不是父所说的, 我就一句话都不说。
He will say nothing.
若是父不做,
if Father didn't do, he won't do anything. Nothing come to his will. Nothing he depend on himself. Nothing is to done for himself. You see the application for this principle of the recovery.
然后到了第三章告诉我们说这些原则在教会身上是怎样应用的。
At the third message, you're talking about application towards the church.
那么最后产生的结果是怎样？
And then what is the result?
所以这次大会 实在信息内容是非常的宝贵。
The summer conference has those treasurable message to us.
我不知道我这样讲的时候，你觉得你听的是不是这样的道？
And I don't know how do you feel when I'm talking about this.
我记得有个弟兄就跟我说，就我听的怎么跟你听的不大一样。
And somebody told me whatever the message I got is different than yours. I went.
我也花了3天的时间。
I spent 3 days over there.
我听了，反正很多都没听懂。
I didn't understand. The message I receive is different than yours.
这个我盼望弟兄姊妹，我就给大家一个 参考。
I just give you a reference.
盼望弟兄姊妹，你再仔细去听的时候。
I hope when you listen to them again.
如果你抓住这些的纲要的话。
If you get hold of those points.
你发现我们弟兄他给我们所讲的信息和。 话语都非常的宝贵。
And then you will find out those words, those messages from our brother are very
treasurable.
Especially those brothers and sisters who lived in Lord for long.
And
they agreed, the two brothers, as a sincere message to us.
谢谢他们今天向教会所说的话语。
It was indeed, Lord spoke to his church
to the
brothers. I hope people who have ears will hear, will listen to this.
那么我们在早晨晨更的时候, 我们大家都晓得我们是借着提摩太后书来, 一同地来到主的面前。
We studied 2 Timothy during the morning devotion at summer conference.
所以我想我, 就借着提摩太后书,
So now through 2 Timothy,
从提摩太后书这个角度,
From the aspect of 2 Timothy,
把弟兄们的负担呢, 我们, 再跟大家复习一下。
I will review the burden from two brothers.
那么我们盼望就是从这一, 提摩太后书这个角度呢, 来看主, 他见证的恢复。
I hope that is through the 2 Timothy to see the recovery work of the Lord.
或者 不是 the work of the testimony of
the Lord，
或者说我们就这样说，这个从提摩太后书我们看，这个我们怎样成为主见证的中心的见证人，成为主这个中心的见证人。How
to be the testimony of his faithfulness through 2 Timothy.
How to be a faithful testimony of the Lord Jesus. 好，我们就盼望说从这个提摩太后书来看一下。
Let us to look for this through the 2 Timothy.
我们知道 提摩太后书是使徒保罗在他生命中的最后一卷书。
The 2 Timothy is the last book that Paul wrote.
差不多在他非常年老的时候， 在那个时候差不多大概70岁左右的时候，
It was around his 70s.
我们那个时候， 我们知道使徒保罗， 他的生命非常非常的成熟了。
And then his life was very mature at that time.
他对主的心意也非常非常的认识。
He knew the heart's desire of the Lord.
那么在那个时候， 我们知道在整个的， 一世纪的那个时候， 教会的光景。
And then also we know the first the condition of the first century of the church.
这些的长老，这些的使徒们， 渐渐的都过去了。
And the first generation of those apostles and elders, they were passed away.
那么那个时候，你发现在教会里有许许多多异端进来了。
There was a lot doctrine, pagan doctrines entered the church.
那个时候，你看见在教会里有危险的日子来到。
And then you see there is a dangerous life to come to church.
我们当时读到这个提摩太后书第三章的时候，
When we read the chapter 3 at 2 Timothy,
我不知道你的感觉如何。
I don't know how do you feel.
如果你说这个光景描述到今天社会的光景， 我觉得差不多的。
It will be the same condition to the current world.
但是你的这里所讲的光景不是讲到社会上的光景。
But the condition here is not towards the world.
这里说的光景乃是在教会里的光景。
But it's the condition at the church.
你看着主耶稣基督的见证， 在这个艰难的时候，在这个危险的时候，你还看得见吗？
Can you really see the testimony of the Lord in this world?
那时候我当时所面临的主的见证，实在受到极大的这个损害。
When Paul faced is the great suffer of the testimony of the Lord.
如果你进入到一个聚会的里面，
If you enter a gathering,
你发现这个 第三章开始所描述这个光景，就是这个聚会的光景。
You will discover the situation at the beginning of the chapter 3 is the real situation.
你觉得这里还有主耶稣基督的见证吗？
Can you see the testimony of the Lord here?
你还记得跟着康南弟兄告诉我们当主的见证显明出来的光景吗？
Do you still remember the situation when Lord's testimony was revealed?
那么当主的见证， 在神的百姓中间得到彰显的时候，
When the testimony of the Lord revealed among his people,
他特别告诉我们那里有一种的超越的感觉。
And you will discover
绝对碰不到的
situation that will surpass the world.
你发现这里面有一个很transcendent, 那么完全是超越的。
You will see there is a transcendent. It's beyond.
完全是这个世界你所看不到、摸不到、感觉不到的。
You can see, can feel, and can touch in this world.
但你看这里所给我们看见的，乃是道德的低落。
But here, let us to see that this is the disgrace.
世界人如何，在神的儿女中也是如何。
What will people live? It seems that in the church.
世界人专顾自己，贪爱钱财。
The worldly people is the lovers of the money and themselves.
在神的教会里也是人专顾自己，贪爱钱财。
So that's the people at the church.
爱厌乐不爱神。
They love their pleasures rather than the lovers of God.
其实是 lovers 就是是这个热爱者，你这还不光是 love 的问题，是 lover 的问题。
It's not,
完全是这个活在血气和肉体的里面。
They're not only to love this world, but the lover of the Lord, and they totally live in flesh.
他说这里面有属灵的外貌，却没有属灵的实际。
Here people has a form of the godliness, but deny its power.
而当主的见证在神教会里显明出来的时候，有主宝座的管制。
And but when the testimony of the Lord revealed that church, there was
没有人随着自己的意思随随便便的做事情。
No one will do things according to their own will.
没有人随随便便的照着自己的意思在那里敬拜，在那里侍奉。
And people, nobody worship and serve according to their own will.
唯一的实际。
There is a unified reality.
你知道，有的时候外面我们可以坐在一起。
Sometimes we can sit together outwardly.
我们里面不一定有那个合一的实际。
But inwardly, probably we don't have a reality of the oneness.
你看这里面常有一些说是无知的光景。
And here we're talking about there is a foolish situation.
这个终究不能明白真的。你觉得这种到底是什么一种光景？
And what is the situation people learn a lot, but they don't know the knowledge of the truth?
你就发现说这个道已经听了很多遍了。
And they listen to the message many times.
你看有的人这个信主已经信了十好几年了。
And many people become the believer over 10 years.
但你去问的时候，他所问的问题和他十年以前的问题一模一样。
But they ask the same question 10 years ago.
好像从来都没有明白过主的真。
It kind of they never know the knowledge of the truth of the Lord. When the testimony of the Lord revealed at the church, that is the light shining upon them.
这里面说到抵挡主的仆人。
And here is talking about the servant who against the Lord.
抵挡真理。
And they against the truth.
而教会在地上的见证显明出来的时候，乃是。为真理受逼迫。
And but when the testimony of the Lord revealed that church, but they were persecuted, because of the truth.
抵挡真道和为真道受逼迫，这是何等相差的何等的遥远呢
？And how far is to against the truth and to persecute it because of the truth?
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗他当时看见整个教会的光景。
Paul saw the situation of And then he saw the servant that God used and passed away.
在外面，罗马政权在那里极力的残害神的教会。
And then outwardly, the Romans they persecuted the church.
我们知道这封书信是保罗第二次被捕在监牢里所写的书信。
This is the one Paul is in prison the second time he wrote the letter.
我们知道他在第一次被捕的时候，那个境遇是非常好的。
When the first time he was in jail and his condition is pretty good.
弟兄姊妹可以去看望他的。
But sisters can visit him.
福音朋友可以去听他讲道的。
The gospel friends can go there listen to his preach.
但等到第二次被捕的时候
，But on his second imprisonment,
那个所面临的环境是非常非常。严峻的。
And his condition was very hard.
那个时候，他们是作为帝国的囚犯被下在死牢的里面。
And they were in the dungeon of the prisoner of the Roman Empire.
那个时候，他们告诉我们说，历史上描述说，这些死囚犯所这个关的地方，那么他们。就是这些罗马人都把这些这个老鼠都放在里面。
And the history tells us the Romans put the rat for those prisoners who has death sentence.
这些老鼠不仅他们在那里吃那个已经死的人，他们也把活人活活的咬死。
Those rats not only ate the dead body, but also they ate the people in life.
在这样的一种的环境里面， 使徒保罗，你看他里面是何等的刚强。
When he faced this situation and how strong in Paul.
他说我不以福音为耻。
He said I'm not ashamed of gospel.
不以我所受的这个捆锁和苦难为耻。
Don't ashamed of my prison.
使徒保罗在这个时候写给年轻的提摩太。
When he wrote to the young Timothy.
这里面我们要看见在面对这样的艰难的里面。
We will see when he faced this hardship.
神教会的见证还能不能往前去？
Can church hold fast the testimony of the Lord?
这个见证还能不能够一代一代的见证的火炬还能不能一代的传下去？
Can this testimony can be passed on through generations?
这才是一世纪的教会。
That is the first century at the church.
弟兄姊妹，你能够想象吗？
Can you imagine?
那个时候不像今天我们可以安安稳稳地坐在这里。
You can like us to sit here.
那个时候如果有人愿意在我要受尽归入耶稣基督的名下。
At that time people said I would like to be baptized.
你站在这里做完了见证下一分钟可能就被拉到斗兽场里面去。
If you stand here to be testified Lord and then the second moment you will be dragged to the...
可能你刚刚在那里献上祷告完了然后马上你就会处以极刑。
Maybe you just thank the food and then you will be putting the death sentence.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得神的教会可以往前去吗？
Do you think the Church of God can press on?
你觉得神的见证还有希望吗？
Do you think there is a hope of the testimony of the Lord?
所以你看使徒保罗这里面给我们一封非常宝贵的书信。
So this letter is very precious from Paul.
当神的教会处在这样软弱的光景里的时候，
When the Church of God has such weakness, weak conditions.
使徒保罗被审的时候，整个他所服侍的整个亚细亚的聚会全都离弃他。
And then even when he was at the court, the whole church at Asia was deserted him.
甚至跟随他一同传道的那些所谓的传道人也开始爱世界，也逃到这个帖撒罗尼迦去了。
Even those preachers and they went to Thessalonica.
弟兄姊妹，在这样一种的危险日子的里面，
In this dangerous days,
神的见证能够继续的下去吗？
Can God's testimony
pass?
Can God's church to testify His glory?
所以使徒保罗被圣灵感动，就写了提摩太后书。
So by the touching of the Holy Spirit, Apostle Paul wrote Second Timothy.
死亡充满了艰难的环境里面。
In this hard and death world.
使徒保罗对这个见证，他说。
He testified and he said.
神坚固的根基已经立住了。
And then the God's foundation is stand firm.
神坚固的根基已经立住了。
It has already established.
不论教会里面出现多少的艰难。
No matter how many hardships that church.
有多少的逼迫。
No matter how many persecutions.
有神的儿女有多少的软弱。
No matter how many weaknesses of God's children.
使徒保罗见证了神见证坚固的根基立住了。
But he testified that But God's foundation is established firmly.
这封书信对我们来讲是非常非常宝贵的。
So this letter is very precious to us.
他这里来鼓舞我们这些神的儿女。
He encouraged the children of God.
让我们怎样能在这样一个艰难的环境的里面。
Let us to see in those hardships. But we need to be still faithful to the testimony of the Lord.
让我们仍然能够继续的往前去。
Let us still press on.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，这篇这个提摩太后书实在是非常的宝贵。
Praise the Lord, this book is very precious.
而且因为时间的缘故，我只能够跟大家稍微提一下。
Because time is limited, I just mention.
那么这里面呢，我们知道这个主他要让他的教会的见证继续往前去，那条路在哪里呢？
And here shows where is the way the Lord wants his church to press on.
如果我们读这个提摩太后书，我们知道那条道路是非常清楚的。
If we read the Second Timothy, we see the way is very clear.
那条路就是神要得着他的见证人。
The way is the Lord will receive the people who testify him.
在第二章的里面，哈，刚才我们念的那段圣经。
In chapter 2.
神坚固的根基立住了。
And then his foundation is stands firm.
第九节啊，上面有个印记说。
And there is an inscription.
主认识谁是他的人。
The Lord knows who's those who are his.
主有他自己的人。
Lord has his own people.
主记得这些他所认识的人。
And Lord, remember those people who know him.
就在这样的一种艰难困苦的里面。
In those hardships.
他自己的见证可以持守下去。
His own testimony will hold fast.
提摩太后书只讲一件事。
The second Timothy only talk about one thing.
就是我们怎样能够成为主所认识的人。
How do we become the people that Lord knows?
或者我们怎样成为主的一个见证人。
How do we to be the testimony of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，做为主做见证和主的见证人是不一样的概念。
Testify to Lord and the people who has testimony of the Lord is different.
就是刚刚弟兄就特别问我们说，做耶稣基督的见证和耶稣基督的见证到底有什么分别？
And Brother Dana come and tell us, what's the difference to testify to Lord or is the testimony of the Lord? What's the difference?
照着真理来讲，应该是没有分别的。
According to the truth, there is no difference.
但在人的这个概念里面是有分别的。
But on the concept of man, there is difference.
我们觉得我们做一件事情，我们就是为主做个见证。
When we think whatever we do is testify Lord.
我们讲人的道就是为主做见证。
Or our message is to testify Lord.
但是成为主的见证或者成为主的见证人，乃是说我这个人就是把这位耶稣基督见证出来。
But to be the testimony of the Lord, it is we review Lord on us.
所以刚才我们弟兄做的见证很好，不是我的信仰和我的工作是分开的。
Like our brother's testimony, and it's not our religion, it's our work separate.
如果是分开的话，就是我们只是做一个见证。
If it's separate, that means we try to do the testimony.
我们的生活就是我们的信仰。
Actually, our life is our belief.
这就是成为主的见证人。
This is to become the testimony of the Lord.
你的生活，你的行事为人，你在家里面，你所做的一切都是主的见证。
Your life and whatever you do at your household, it is you are the testimony of the Lord.
并不是你到教会里来讲个什么话语，那是做一个什么样的见证。
It's not you come to church, you do something, it's to be the testimony.
就是主的见证。
Ourself is the testimony of the Lord.
所以这是主今天他的路。
This is the way of the Lord.
主的路就是他所得着的人。
The way of the Lord is he will gain a group of people. Those people who know him.
没有他的任何一个世代都有七千人未曾向巴黎屈膝的。
There is 7,000 people will never bow down to Baal.
神今天在这个世代也有七千人是未曾向巴黎屈膝的。
And in this generation, there's still 7,000 people will not worship Baal. Maybe many people doesn't care about the testimony of the Lord.
也许甚至许多人根本都不晓得什么是主的见证。
Maybe many people even don't know what is the testimony of the Lord.
但是这里面主他说他知道谁是他的人。
But Lord here says he knows who belongs to him.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面愿意关心主的见证，
If we're willing to care about the testimony of the Lord.
我们盼望我们从这卷书里得一些的帮助。
I hope we can find help in this book.
这里面他首先告诉我们，怎样能够成为主的见证人呢？
First of all, tell us how can we to be the testimony of the Lord.
首先，他的第一章里面告诉我们，
In chapter 1,
成为一般有托付的人。
And tells us we become the people who has the commission, entrust, commission.
Entrust.
Entrust.
我们是一个有托付的人。
We are the one that Lord entrusted us.
主把什么托付给我们？
What did Lord entrust us?
主就是把他自己托付给我们。
He entrusted himself to us.
这一次 Dana Common 弟兄特别告诉我们。
Brother Dana Common told us.
基督耶稣的见证到底是什么？
What is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
那么我记得大家在讨论过这个问题。
Everybody was discussed about this topic.
那么我回去这个查考我的笔记。
And then I reviewed my notes. And then you go listen it again.
因为他们弟兄这样告诉我们。
Brother Dana Common told us.
复活的基督他自己就是耶稣基督的见证。
The reason Jesus is the testimony. The reason Christ is the testimony.
这位复活的基督他就是这位见证。
The The resurrected Christ is the testimony.
因为他已经把死亡废去。
Because he destroyed the death.
将不能朽坏的生命彰显出来。
He revealed.
这一个复活的生命。就是耶稣基督的见证。
This resurrected life is the testimony of Christ.
这就是今天神所托付给我们的。
This is what God entrusted to us.
我们今天在地上行走，我们在地上生活。
We live, we walk on this earth.
就是让这个见证从我们身上彰显出来。
And we review this testimony.
所以我们首先要认识我们的托付是什么。
First of all, we need to know what is our entrust.
如果我们要成为一个有托付的人
If we want to be the people to have the entrust
我们必须知道这个托付到底是什么
We need to know what is the entrust
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你觉得今天如果有人愿意为了主的缘故他们把一切都摆上
Do you know if people would give all they have for the sake of the Lord
你觉得稀奇不稀奇
Will you wonder
你觉得这件事是不是觉得好像很让你感到稀奇
Maybe you will wonder why. And you will amaze.
怎么会有人这样做事情呢？
And why people can do things such thing.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有这样的感觉，
But if we feel in this way,
我们根本不晓得这个托付到底是什么。
Then we don't know what is the entrust.
使徒保罗，他知道他所信的是什么。
And then the apostle Paul knows who he believed.
中文翻译说，
中
文翻译说，我深信。他能保全我所交付他的。
I believe that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him.
在那个小字里面，他说：“我相信，我深信，他能保全他所交托我的。”
And in the little, the character it says, and then it's what he entrusted.
使徒保罗深深的知道他所领受的托付是什么。
And then the Paul knows what he received.
这个托付太大了。
He received the greatest entrust.
这是宇宙万有当中最伟大的托付。
This is the greatest entrust in the universe.
最大的恩典。
This is the greatest grace.
把这样一个荣耀的见证托在我们的身上。
And God gave His glorious testimony to us.
他不以为耻。
And He said He's not ashamed.
不以为耻。
Not only not ashamed.
甘愿为这个见证忍受苦难。
He's willing to suffer for this testimony.
甚至他把自己的性命摆上，也在所不惜。
He even gave His life.
弟兄姊妹，这个荣耀的托付太大了。
Brothers and sisters, this glorious entrust is great.
是我们所托付的。
If we know that our entrust,
我们甘心地把我们的一生都摆进去。
Then we will be willing to give our life.
这是神在整个宇宙万物中所得着的。
And this is what Lord will gain in your life.
这是我们生命的价值和意义。
This is our value of our life.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你觉得你怎样，你为什么要活在这个地上
？I don't know if you know why do you live on this earth.
我不知道你将来你觉得你要怎样，你要在变。做什么
Do you know what you will do on this earth?
使徒保罗他只有一件事
But Apostle Paul knows one thing
就是成就从主耶稣基督那所领受的职事
He will accomplish the ministry he received from the Lord And then to testify his gracious gospel He will deny his own life He will not treasure his own life
弟兄姊妹如果有人为了这一个托付把他们所有的性命都摆上
But sister, if people give life for this entrust
一点都不稀奇
And this is not strange at all
一点都不稀奇
It's not strange at all
弟兄姊妹如果你觉得有人为了 主耶稣基督的见证他们摆上了一点什么
If you know some people will do something for the testimony of the Lord
弟兄姊妹你知道那是因为他们看见了这个托付的伟大
You know that because they see the great of the testimony is so great.
求主怜悯我们。
Have mercy upon us.
不能定睛在我们手头这点工作。
Let our eyes not just focus on what we have done.
不是托付给我们一个聚会。
It's not he entrusts us just a gathering.
不是托付给我们一个道理。
It's not a doctrine.
或者一种做法。
Or it's the way of doing things.
或者一个团体。
Or it's a group of something.
因为你的人为了这些东西，或者一种的自己的工作，或者一种的做法，在那牢牢的在那持守。
And people will hold fast their own work.
弟兄姊妹，这不是神让我们持守的。
This is not what Lord wants us to hold.
神今天所托付给我们乃是这位复活的基督。
What Lord entrusted us is this living Christ.
把这宇宙的最伟大的见证托付给我们。
He entrusts his greatest entrust to us.
这是我们今天所要持守的。
This is what we need hold fast.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们担心我们守得住守不住。
Sometimes we worry, can we hold fast?
使徒保罗一点都不担心。
But Paul didn't worry at all.
保罗所担心的乃是说。 你到底那个托付认识不认识
What he worry is do you know his trust
你所信的是谁
Do you know whom you believe
弟兄姊妹对他的时候我们不晓得所托付的是什么
Many times we don't know what is in trust from God
就算我们持守了到最后我们还是羞耻的
Even if we hold fast and we are falling to shame
我们从主所领受的是什么
If we know what we receive from the Lord
我们知道这个托付到底是什么
If we know what indeed this entrust is
也在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心牢牢地守着
And we hold fast in faith and love
牢牢地守着
And we hold fast in the Holy Spirit
因此呢守住这件事情在使徒保罗感觉好像不成问题
And to hold fast is not a problem in Paul's eyes.
到底我们知道不知道我们所信的是谁
But do we know whom we believe?
因为我们发现多少的人感到非常的稀奇
Because many people are just
wondering.
And we are not amazed. We love the world.
聚会迟到一点都不稀奇
If we come late to the church, there is not strange.
把自己完全奉献给主，他都觉得很稀奇
But if people give themselves to the Lord, they will think this is strange.
教会整个的光景整个倒过来了。
This is the situation of the church is upside down.
你在这个聚会里面，你要觉得有人迟到，那是很稀奇的事情。
It will be strange if you late to the meeting.
有一个人按时到天上为人家去，那是非常稀奇的事情。
If people went to Thessalonica, that's strange.
我起码贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我。到提撒罗尼家去了。
And then Timas went to Thessalonica because he loved the world.
在第一世纪的教会里，这些都非常稀奇。
This is strange at the first century.
但今天整个倒过来。
But now it's everything upside down.
大家为世界、为自己而活，觉得一点都不稀奇。
People live for themselves, for the world. It's not strange at all.
如果今天人为主而活是非常稀奇的。
If people live for Lord, that's strange.
弟兄姊妹。这第一段告诉我们说，我们要成为主耶稣基督的见证。
And in the first chapter, we need to be the testimony of the Lord.
我们要知道我们是有托付的一般人。
We need know we have the entrust.
你真的知道这托付是什么吗
？Do you know what is the trust is？
弟兄姊妹，如果你稍微看见这一点点，这个托付是什么
？If you have a little seam of this entrust，
你不会觉得稀奇。
You will not wonder.
他会把自己的一生都摆进去。
And when you see people to give his whole life to the Lord, may the Lord reveal himself to the Holy Spirit. And may the church is not upside down situation.
弟兄姊妹，我们首先要成为一个有托付的人。
We need to be the people who has the interest.
在第二章。
In chapter 2,
第二章我们知道这个，他特别讲了一件事。
It talk about one thing.
就是一个和主使用的人。
A people who's pleased.
他只讲这么一件事情。
And that the whole chapter is talking about one thing.
就是一个和主使用的人。
A people who will be used by God.
我们知道我们所托付的是什么。
If we know what is our interest.
我们愿意成为一个有托付的人。
And we're willing to be the people who has the interest.
后面他就告诉我们，我们需要成为一个和主使用的人。
And then later on, it tells us we need to be the people used by God.
什么样的人是和主使用的呢
？What is the people who can used by God?
他就举例子了。
And he give us examples.
大家都明白的。
It's clear.
比如说精兵。
And we all know the good soldiers.
这个精兵啊，跟民兵不一样。
The good soldier is different than just any civilian guard.
要打仗起来，那个精兵才好使啊。
When in the battle, the good soldier is the good one.
那个民兵是很难用的。
The civilian guards is hard to use.
你还记得这个美国这个有一个船长，他被这个恐怖分子抓住，你还记得吗
？You know there was a captain was captured by the terrorists.
你这那个就是精兵去了。
And it's the good soldier went to rescue him. These two snipers are the good soldiers. And they shoot at the same time. And the three pirates died at the same time. If send me, the captain will die and the three pirates will die. But I'm just a civilian guard. Only good soldiers can be used in a good way.
我们知道精兵是怎么出来的
And how is the good soldier become?
电台他特别把这些精兵，他们这个 sniper 说他们怎么训练的，给我们演了一下。
And the ABC showed us how do they train snipers?
你去看一下。
And go review that. If a people are willing to be the testimony of the Lord, if you never want to be trained by Lord, disciplined by Lord, if there is a little discipline from Lord, and we will stay back. Although we have the willing to testify to Lord, at most we become a civilian guard but not a good soldier.
你看后面他告诉我们说还有这个在场上比武的。
And also here is the one who complete you complete as an athlete different than you
decide.
And then if you complete in the field, there are rules. Even the boxing, they have rules. And then it's very and it's different than you fight on the street. The spiritual work has its spiritual principle. We have to obey the law of the Spirit, and then we can serve Him. We're not only the good soldier, but to be the athletes compete in the field.
我们家现在这个，因为有段时间这个住着一个军人，他现在是当兵的。
Once there was a soldier stayed with us.
我告诉你，他告诉我们说，他这个真的是需要一点训练。
And he told us they need the training. And then you have to get ready for everything 1 minute in the morning. To be a good soldier, how come you to be late? You know, our life is really random. But here tells us God needs good soldiers. Don't think good soldier is far away from you. Actually, there was a little training. You get up at 9, you won't be late. Actually, you get up at 9, it's a shame. Through the histories and then our
我告诉你在这一世纪里面
at first century nobody get up after
9
if you get up at 6 that's shame
弟兄姊妹你发现我们今天真的是离今天都差得很远的
we're far
我们不仅是精兵，不仅是场上比武的，还是劳力的农夫。
We're not only the good soldier, we're not the athletes, but we are the hard-working farmer. It's not the farmer who just wait for the harvest.
你知道，我们这些劳力的农夫，他们有个特点的。
The hard-work farmer has its personality.
他们是有粮食的。They have
grains.
他们有属灵的供应。They
have the spiritual supply.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前，如果我们盼望
if we hope we will receive the entrust, we need those this practice before Lord. And then become
the
good worker. And we think become the good hard work, we have to do many things. But the Bible didn't tell us this way. And then here talking about the good worker has to be you teach according to truth. It's not a philosophy of
the
world. It's not the jokes that people like. And then to be a good worker, we have to stay away from those vain vanities. The worker that Bible talks about is this, those people who know the words of God. And here it has, you need to remember the Lord is the descendant of David. He resurrected from death. And that is my gospel. even I can be prisoned, but God's gospel will never be changed. If you're talking about this resurrected Christ, people can prison you, but God's gospel will never be changed. This is the worker of God. This is a good worker. If we see people, if we're talking about the vanity that people like, there's many arguments, probably will not be changed, but God's gospel will be changed, and then we will be suffered the loss. Only the good worker is, can be used by God. And then talking about the noble articles. What is the ignoble treasure, articles?
Dishonored vessel.
The dishonored vessel is made of wood or clay. I don't know if you know the vessel of wood or clay. I know what is the vessel.
为了这个他们学校里面学那个做瓦器，他们学校因为小孩子学习做瓦器。
My son has a class. They do some
artwork.
I told them that the clay vessel is low.
看到他们做瓦器真的是很卑贱的。
When I saw them do this, actually it's very low.
为什么瓦器卑贱呢？
Why the clay vessel is dishonored?
用金碰的。
They can be.
哎，我儿子回来那个车上这个。 一闪插身，那个瓦器都掉地就碎掉了。It's
very fragile. It's fall down, it will be break.
弟兄们，在教会侍奉里面，人家能碰我们吗？
When you serve the Lord, can people touch you?
你到公司里，人家敢碰我们吗？
At work, can people touch you?
在家里，人家敢碰我们吗？
Can people touch you at family?
弟兄们，卑贱的器皿是人不敢碰的。The
dishonored. Vessel, people can touch you.
我们碎掉了。
If people touch you, you will be broken.
什么是木器啊?
What is the vessel of wood?
木器是碰还可以碰一碰,
you can touch the wood vessel.
哎,
you can touch the wood
vessel.
But cannot go through fire.
有一个试探来了,
when there is a test to come, we will fail.
上次我们弟兄啊，有你记得劳伦斯弟兄特别最后讲到一些的试探。
Brother Lawrence told us some temptations.
一点点的小火我们就完了。
It's a little fire and we will be destroyed.
它不是最大的试验。
It doesn't need the great test.
弟兄姊妹，我们要成为金器和银器。
We need to become the vessel of the silver and gold.
金器和银器不仅他们金碰，而且他们是。
The gold and silver vessel, it's not only you can touch, but they can go through the refinery.
弟兄姊妹,
this is what we need to enter.
稍微他提了一下,
but here and also it causes we need to pursue the righteous faith, love, and peace.
它和这个上面这个这里面讲的四个消极的方面正好是对着的。
This is opposite than the four passive points. Not
explain what I just said.
Here we have to discard the unrighteousness. And we have to out of the
dishonest.
We have to stay away from the desire of
evil.
And then the not argument is contract of the peace.
你仔细读圣经，你知道圣经那个写的时候，那个思路是非常严谨的。
When you read Bible, I mean it's very logical.
那么就是第二章告诉我们，第一章告诉我们要成为一个有托付的人。
The first chapter tells us we need to become the people who has the interest.
第二章告诉我们，我们需要成为一个合主使用的人。
The second chapter tells us we need to be the people to be used by God.
第三章告诉我们，我们。
Chapter three.
是一个属神的人。
And we are the people belongs to God. They belong to God.
你要永远记住，你是一个属神的人。
Remember, we are the people belong to God.
你不是属世界的人。
We're not belong to the world.
你不是属情欲的人。
We're not belongs to the.
你不是属魔鬼的人。
We're not belongs to Satan.
更不是属敌基督的。
Even not belongs to the Antichrist.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在神的百姓当中，多少的时候人忘记自己是属神的。
But sisters, many people of God, forget they are the people belong to God.
什么叫做属神呢？
What does it mean to belong to God?
他就说，你如果愿意敬虔度日的话，
If you want to live godly,
你总要受逼迫，
and you will be persecuted.
我记得在夏天会里有个弟兄姊妹就说，哎，我敬虔过日子却不被逼迫。
And then at the summer conference, people say, I live godly, but the persecution will not come to me.
后面他就说，作恶的和欺哄人的只是越来越恶。
And then here people say, the bad one will become worse, and the deceiving.
欺哄人也被
欺哄。And he deceiving and being deceived.
没有这件事情。
No such thing.
弟兄们，如果你真的敬虔度日，
If you live godly,
如果你真的不敢得罪神，
If you are not sin against God,
每一件事你都不敢得罪神，
You dare not sin against God,
我保证你要得罪人，
I know that you will against people,
如果你说我这个我谁都不得罪，
If you do not against any man,
你谁都不敢得罪，
You don't dare to against any man,
我保证你一定得罪神，
I guarantee you will sin against God.
在你生活里必须这样。
And in your life, it must be this.
什么时候你一个人都不敢得罪
？If you don't dare to against any man,
你一定在你生活里有得罪什么地方
？You must be there something you sin against God.
如果你单单的去这个敬畏你的神
，If you only fear your God,
你愿意过一个敬虔的生活
，You want to be live godly.
弟兄姊妹。你不会不得罪人的。
But sisters, you definitely will against people.
好，谢谢。但是我这里不是说当大家咱们好了，你这样讲，咱们就整天得罪人，不是这意思。
I don't mean just go against people.
你知道这个，我如果过敬虔生活，人是知道的。
If you live godly, people will know.
但是你一定会受逼迫的。
But you will be persecuted.
这里面他告诉我们说，这些属神的人，他们有。两方面的这个特点。
And here is two characteristics for the people who belong to God.
第一个就是他们跟随基督的见证。
First of all, they follow the testimony of the Christ.
第二个，他们有主的话语做印证。
Secondly, they have the assurance of the words of the God.
总有神的见证人在他的百姓中间。
Through generations, Lord gave His testimony among His people.
使徒保罗成为主忠心的见证人。
At Paul's time, and he is the testimony of the Lord.
他就随从了保罗这样的见证。
And then Timothy followed Paul.
但是他不是随从保罗这个人。
He's not followed Paul himself.
随从他的那个见证。
But he followed the testimony of Paul.
因为他有主的话在那里做印证。
Because he testified by the Lord.
随从这些见证，我们同时必须有主的话语。
When we follow this testimony, we need the words of God.
否则的话，我们会有偏差的观点。
Otherwise, we will go astray.
我想我就讲快一点，马上就到第四章了。
And when we come chapter four.
我们如果要成为主的见证
，If we want to be the testimony of the Lord.
来让我们的弟兄成为他的见证人的话
If we want us to be the testimony of him or God
我们是一个有托付的人
First of all, we need to be the people who has in trust
第二个我们成为一个主合用的人
Secondly, we need to be used by God
第三个我们要知道我们是个属神的人
Thirdly, we need to know we belong to God
第四章告诉我们
Fourthly, and chapter 4 tells us
第四章他告诉我们我们乃是一个进天国的人
And tells us we are the people who will enter the heaven
The kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，
我们是进天国的人。
We are people who enter the kingdom of God.
Kingdom of heaven. 我们是进入天国的人，弟兄姊妹。
We are the people who enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们在这北美的地方，你发现多少人是要进美国的人
？Many we are in North America. We enter the America.
进美国的人和进天国的人是差得很远的。
Enter America is a big difference to enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们一辈子的目标就是进美国
，If our goal is just enter the kingdom
of heaven, 我也可以。
Or we go back to China.
无论是进美国也好，还是回国也好
，Enter America or back to China。
这就是你一生的最终的目标的话。
That is your destiny。
你发现你一定有个特点。
There must be something special。
有一天你一定厌烦纯正的道理。
One day you will depart the good doctrine, the sound doctrine。
你一定原来不听真道。
You will not listen to the truth. Because the sound doctrine is led us to enter the kingdom of heaven. The true doctrine is led us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers, sisters, we are the citizens of kingdom of heaven. We can enter America. We can go to China.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but that, brothers, that's not our destiny. Our goal is we enter the kingdom of heaven. If we are the people who enter the heaven, kingdom of heaven,
主必救他进天国.
And here is people who say, Lord will save him and take him to the kingdom of heaven.
他有一些特点的,
he has characteristics.
头一个, 他说他美好的仗打过了,
first of all, he fought a good fight. I don't know what did you fight.
有的人说他这个是这个抗日战争打过了,
some people will fight against Japanese. They sing against Korean people. When they fought some fight. And some people in the Iraq. Those are not good fight.
And
some people fight at house.
有人跟
they fight with wife. They fight with the children.
弟兄姊妹,
all those fights are not good fight.
这些打的这些仗都是让我们进美国,
and those fight all we fight to enter America or go back to China. To enter the kingdom of heaven, it's we fight good fight. What kind of fight do we fight? We're not fighting with flesh. We fight with adversary of the cross of Christ. And yes, we overcome ourselves and let the flesh obey you. Do not fight your wife or your boss.
是把你的己置之于死地。And
you put yourself into death.
这是美好的仗。This
is a good fight.
今天人打的都是很羞耻的仗。And
people fight in the shame fight.
都是失败的仗。They
failed.
只有这一个仗是美好的仗。Only
this fight is a good one.
就是借着耶稣基督的十字架,
and we can boast through the cross of the of Christ.
当跑的路跑尽了,
and then he ran a good race. He finished the race.
我不知道我们跑了多少路,
I don't know how much did we run. How many races you should run?
有的人跑回国,
many people went back to China several times.
有的人在北,
美国也跑了很多次,
many people
we run in Houston, America. Is the race we run is the one we should?
什么是当跑的路?
What is the race we should run?
当跑的路乃是我们的生命有一天
this is the race that one day our life to be mature. The way we are walking is the way of life. At the beginning we become to be Christian, our life is like a baby. We will depart to the beginning doctrine.
We'll
pursue to the completion perfection of the truth.
We'll
become a group of people who have the mature life.
We're
no longer to be babies. The infant, everything is good. Everything doctrine
is good.
They will sway about all the false doctrines. Only when you're to be mature, and they will finish the race.
他所信的道, 守住了,
and then he hold fast his
truth.
And this testimony is revealed on him, through him. Brothers
and
sisters, this generation is dangerous.
这里说,
and here says there is a hardships in last days.
这个他翻的也是对的, 因为这个在原文不仅是危险, 而且是 difficult, 这个不仅是危险, 而且真的是很艰难的日子。
Not only dangerous, but is terrible and hard.
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
弟兄姊妹, 如果今天我们愿意 忠心于主的见证,
if we're willing to be faithful to his testimony,
恐怕是历史历代, 我觉得在环境上, 恐怕, 或者在这个各方的引诱方面, 恐怕我们面临的是最大的这个压力。
We probably face the greatest pressure.
弟兄姊妹，今天在教会里整个的感觉是倒过来的。
Our situation at the church is really upside down.
弟兄姊妹，神今天在呼召我们。
The God is calling us.
他在任何时代都有7000人未曾向巴黎去。
And there are 7,000 people will not worship Baal for any generations.
成为这个时代这个七千中间的一个。
I don't know if any of you wants to be this one of the 7,000.
我们总要站在主这一边。
We need stand by the Lord.
无论如何。
No matter what happens, no matter what other people do,
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习站在主这一边。
And so serenely stand beside
me. 虽然有诸般的凶恶，
even though there is persecution, the Lord will stand beside us.
弟兄姊妹，你站在主这一边，主就站在你这一边。
You stand by the Lord, Lord will stand by you.
他必救你脱离诸般的凶恶。
He must rescue you from all the evils.
必救你进入他的天国。
He will take you into His kingdom.
所以你知道这一卷书啊，实在是给我们很大的鼓舞。
This book is a great encouragement to us.
他告诉提摩太，
he told Timothy,
神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的心啊。
What Lord gave us is not a
是刚强仁爱坚守的心。
But it's the spirit of power and love.
基督的恩典上刚强起来。
To be strong in the grace of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这恩典已经显明出来。
And sisters, this grace is already revealed.
已经把死亡废去。
Because he destroyed death already.
整个复活的生命彰显了出来。
He revealed this immortality.
复活的生命就在你我的里面。
And this resurrection life is on you and me.
是这个世界所不能够抵挡的。
This world cannot against us.
愿主借着这些话来激励我们。
May Lord encourage through His words.
无论环境怎样。
No matter what circumstance,
让我们都学习站在主这一边。
Let us to learn to stand by the Lord.
愿主在他的教会里得着他忠心的见证人。
May Lord regain His testimony at His church.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, praise and thank you.
我们虽然灰尘不如
even though are even worse than dust
但感谢你在你无限的恩典的里面
but under your greatest grace
让我们今年既从仇敌手中被拯救出来
you saved us through your adversary
让我们就可以终身侍立在你的面前
let us stand before you
用圣洁和公义来侍奉你这位永生的真神
let's serve you with righteousness and Holiness.
用自己的话语来激励我们。
May your words encourage us.
我们愿意答应你的呼召。
We're willing to answer your call.
因为实在不是照着我们的行为。
It's not upon what we have done.
乃是照着你自己的旨意和恩典。
But upon your will and your grace.
愿你在你的教会中得着你自己忠心的见证。
Well, may you receive your honorable testimony. In this generation, people will stand beside, hold fast for you. Hear our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen.